Joining us via telephone is Danaya Koss. She is the Community Development Director of Ebensburg Borough and the Ebensburg Main Street Partnership, here to talk about the Ebensburg Memorial Day Parade and all kind of exciting things happening in Ebensburg. Danaya, thanks for joining us today.
Hi there. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
The Ebensburg Memorial Day Parade. Of course, there had to be some fears that this was not going to happen. And I'm sure there has to be some kind of modification to it, but happy to hear that this is going to be going on.
Yeah, we are excited to be able to celebrate the day still in some modified way. As you said, you know, this has been one of the most popular events in Ebensburg, Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony, for years. Mm-hmm. And so many people come out to enjoy this day and celebrate and honor the service and the sacrifice of the veterans. So it's really nice to be able to continue with this roving parade through the streets of Ebensburg.
So I'm sure some people have some questions, and I'm sure there's some groups that probably may want to get involved with this too. What would you advise they do, Danaya?
So the plan this year is to host, as I said, a roving parade. So we're going to have a meetup space at the Admiral Perry Votech in Ebensburg here. We've invited, you know, of course, our first responders, our fire department, EMS, police department. But then if anybody else would be interested in joining the parade, we would encourage them to reach out to us at the borough office here and just to let us know what their plans are. And we're sort of coordinating the schedule and the participants list with the fire department. So, they can reach us here at 472-8414.
And it's great that this can be done because, again, this is something that's been an important part of your community for so long.
Yeah, May 25th. It's Memorial Day. We're going to start the parade at 10 o'clock so the groups can start staging at the Votech area between 9 and 10 a.m. that morning. And then we'll get everybody lined up and get the route. We have the route mostly finalized, but we're still sort of tweaking that a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, first responders, any veterans that are interested in, you know, if their families want to bring them out in a car. This year we can't accommodate walking groups, of course, no bands or none of the Little League teams this year, unfortunately, but we are still trying to make this work the best way that we can.
Absolutely. And it's great that you're able to show off what a wonderful community that you have. And we've talked about this before whenever we've talked to you, but Ebensburg, just such a gem, such a beautiful community. It must be nice to be able to showcase what you have up there.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the first response from everybody in making this parade happen this year was absolutely, we want to do it. And, you know, we want to give these veterans the opportunity to be honored and also give our residents the opportunity to be able to participate in this. So it's really a win-win for the community. Everybody comes together for things like this. It's wonderful to see everybody in the community come together and make things like this happen for the Ebensburg residents.
We're speaking to Danaya Koss, Community Development Director, Ebensburg Borough, and Ebensburg Main Street Partnership. One more time, if people want to reach out and ask any questions to you or want more information about the borough or the Main Street Partnership, what do they do?
The website is ebensburgpa.com. There's lots of information on there. The parade is going to be sponsored and hosted by the Ebensburg American Legion and the VFW. And, of course, people can reach out to us here in the borough office for more information at 472-8414. We also have an Ebensburg Borough and Community Facebook page that we keep people posted on different things that are happening in town. So that's another option to check that out.
And so many great events that you have planned throughout the course of the year. Let's hope, let's pray that we're able to do these.
Yes, we have been, definitely hoping and praying. Unfortunately, we've had to cancel our Art in Bloom Spring Art Show earlier this year and also our Wheels and Wings event. But we are hopeful that, you know, the downtown shutdown and the homecoming, which would be our next event, will take place. We're hopeful, but, you know, kind of have to wait and see.
Absolutely. Well, always great to talk to you with the great work that you're doing up there. Thanks so much, Danaya, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.